Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Samach Vav. We're holding on Daf Samach Chayam at Beis. We are at Amar Abaye, about 8 lines from the end of the page. Last word in line are Amar Abaye. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. Alina Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basim Chalda Shalom, also by the virtual Halacha program to learn Halacha at a high level under the auspices of Rav Nevin Sal Shlita with an option for Smicha. Visit vialacha.com for more information about the new Zman beginning this week, learning Hilchos Shabbos and Basim B'Chalav, and also sponsored by Yael and Yosef Gurevich as a Zuchus for all of the IDF soldiers fighting for Eretz Yisrael. They should all come back safely and accomplish their mission quickly. So what we're going to discuss, Be'ezra Hashem, today is the following. First, we're going to talk about an Eid Echad. When we believe in Eid Echad, about violating an Isser. Normally, when we talk about believing in Eid Echad, we talk about believing in Eid Echad that something is fine, that something is mutter, that something is kosher. What about an Eid Echad that says that someone has violated an Isser? And we're going to give a number of examples. We're going to talk about violating an Isser. We're going to talk about an Eid Echad saying that something is tameh. We're going to talk about an Eid Echad saying that a particular shor was nirva and therefore is puzzled for a karban. And we're going to be, the Gemara is going to tell us, give a trichusa of why we need to be told all three cases of Neirachan is always Neman b'Yisurin. Why do I need all of those examples? Then the Gemara is going to have a machlokas Abaye and Rava. If an Neirachan is believed that Ishto Zinsa, that a man is told by Neirachan that his wife was Mizaneh, so does he have to believe the Neirachan? Does he have to divorce his wife? So we're going to have a machlokas Abaye and Rava. Then the Gemara on the bottom of Amud Aleph, the second half of Amud Aleph, is going to tell us the story of Yanai HaMelech and how Yanai HaMelech never killed all of the Chachamim, and what led to that, why he did, you know, what the story was involved with Yanai HaMelech. Then on Amud Beis, we're going to have a Machlokas Tanoim, whether a mikveh that is found to be chaser is assumed to have retroactively been chaser, and it relates to this, to an Eid Echad, to the status of an Eid Echad as well. That conversation is brought in because of its relationship to Eid Echad. To what extent do we assume the chazaka da hashta, that right now a mikveh is chaser, is a reflection backwards that the mikveh has been chaser, and that all the tyros that we've been mitar in that mikveh are necessarily problematic. So then the Gemara is going to bring three sources that the avoda of a ben grusha is kosher. If he didn't realize he was a ben grusha, he finds out afterwards that he's a chalal. So three sources that the avoda is kosher, and a source that the avoda of a balmum is pasul. So that's going to bring us all the way to the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis. So let's begin. Again, we are at Amar Abaye, about 8 lines from the end of the page, on Daf Samachay Amud Beis. So the Gemara discusses Memrus of Abaye, about the Ne'emanus of an Eid Echad, when the other party is Shosek, when no one is Makhish, the Eid Echad. So when it comes to Chiyuv of a Karban Chatos for an Aver that's done B'Shogeg, the Torah tells us, Oh Hoda Elov Chatoso Asher Chata. So the Gemara Masech Zivam has a drasha that Hoda Elov Veloshe Yidu Acherim. And if Eid Echad tells a person that he ate Chalev and he says, you're lying, it's not true, I didn't, he does not have to bring a Karban. Veloshe Yidu Acherim. If another party, now if it's two Eidim, it's two Eidim, so then of course it's an Eman. But if one person says, you ate Chalev, and the guy is Makh, then he does not have to bring a carbon. So Amra Baya, yeah, but Amrlo Eid Echad Achalta Chalev. If one Eid tells him, you ate Chalev, Bishogeg, meaning we don't think you did it maliciously, we think you just did it Bishogeg, and therefore you chayev a carbon chatos, Vahala Shosek, and the other guy is Shosek. So then Neman, then the Eid Echad is believed. Why is the Eid Echad believed? So the way Rashi understands is that Shtika Koda, that the fact that he didn't contradict what the Eid Echad says, shows that he's being moded to the Eid Echad. That's one shita in Rishonim. It's Rashi, it's Tosfos, that the Ne'emanus of the Eid is not of the Eid Echad is not only Mitzad the Dibor the Eid Echad, but the fact that the guy who's being accused was Shosek, that's a Shtika Koda, and you that in conjunction with the Eidus of the Eid Echad is enough to be Mechayiv him a Karban, and that's why
Tosfos writes that these dinim of Abaye is only when the aid says that you yourself should have known this. But if the even according to the aid, there's no way the guy could have known what he ate, whether he ate chelev or not. So you can't say shtika koda, because shtika koda is only if it's something that he's expected to know. And therefore the aid achud would not be believed if even lefi the aid, the fellow himself had no way of knowing what he ate, what he had put into his mouth. Tosfos in Yevamos and Daf Peches says a little differently, that the shtika of the person is not considered like a real hoda'ah to what the aid is saying, because the sugya is clear that the shtika helps even when he doesn't know bivada'us exactly what happened. The shtika is only mochiach that he's moda, that it's possible that what the aid said is true. And that's enough, meaning the combination of an aid echad and a shtika that's mochiach, that it's possible that what the aid says is true, even lefi the accused, it's possible that what the aid is saying is true, that's enough to be mechayiv him. The Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, they all say differently, that the issue over here is the ne'amonos of a regular aid echad bi'isurim, and that ne'amonos is shayich even when the Baal Dover is not moda to the aid. You don't need any form of shtika koda, not a shtika koda that I did it, not a shtika koda that I might have done it. No, it's not about shtika koda. But since he's not matchish beferish what the aid is saying, so if he were matchish beferish what the aid is saying, the aid wouldn't be believed. So if he's quiet, so then memeli you go back to regular aid echad and bisurin. I mean, it's not a chiddush that the aid is believed. You don't need something in combination with aid echad. Aid echad is always not bisurin. The chiddush is the other way, that when an aid echad tells you that you ate chalev and you're machishim, that the aid's not believed, that you have the right to be machishim. Okay, so that the Gemara has, because there is a kasuv, that you have the right to be machishim. But you don't need a Torah to explain why, if you're not machishim, he's believed. Eid Echad is always not bisurin. So of course he's going to be believed. So that's a third way of understanding how exactly this ne'emanus works. Now, l'chora, it begs the question, you know, we always say Eid Echad and Bisurin, meaning that that third sheet is most mistaver, that Eid Echad is not Bisurin. So what exactly is the Chiddush over here that an Eid Echad is believed? So Tosfos writes that in the cases we're bringing in our Gemara, it's explaining that an Eid Echad, normally an Eid Echad is Neman Lahatir, to say that a Behemah was shechted properly, or that a particular Chaticha is Shuman and not Chalev, whereas over here Abai is telling me that an Eid Echad is believed Le'esar, in a place where the Bailum is Shosek, that we believe in Eid Echad less, and that's the Chiddush beyond regular Eid Echad and Bisurin that we normally have. So again, case number one, an Eid Echad comes and says, you ate Chelev, and the guy is Shosek, so the Eid Echad is Neman. V'tana Tuna, and our Tana that we have in Mishnah Maseches Krisos confirms this. Says to a guy, you ate chalev. He says, no, I didn't. Potter. So he's potter. So time the amr lo. The reason that he's potter is because he denied it. He said, I didn't. Ha-ishtik. But the diuk we can make from that is, had he not denied it, and he was just quiet, so then mehemen, then the aid would be believed, and he'd be chayiv to bring a karban. Second din of Abaye, va'amr Abaye, that your tar food had become tamei. V'halo shosek, and the guy didn't say anything. Neman, he's believed, the aid is believed. V'tana tuna, we have a tana that says in the Mishnah Maseches Taros, just like this, that eid echad omer nitmu, v'halo omer lo nitmu, tar. That if the guy denies it and says, my stuff did not become tamei, so then taka it's tar. But taimo domer lo, ha'ishtik mehamin. But again, the same diuk, it's only tar because he denies it. But if he were shosek and he didn't deny it, then the eid echad would be believed. Third din of Abaye, v'omer Abaye, omer lo eid echad, Sharcha Nirba, an Eid Echad says that someone was Boel, your Shar, and therefore that Shar is Asur Lagabi Mizbeach, it's Asur Lahakrava. If you look at the top Rashi, Rashi says, yeah, Asur Lahakrava, Avalusok Lo Trei Be'inan, Tamar Kamis Sabailan Kachmis Sashar, that the halacha of a Shar and Nirba is two halachas. Number one, it can't be brought as a carbon. Number two, it's chayiv skila. So why does Rashi assume that when we're telling the guy shorcha nirba, you're only speaking klape, it's kashrus to be used as a korban, and not just about the fact that you got to stone it. So Rashi says, because it's pashut that you need shnei edim if you want to give skila to the shor. That's the Gemara in Sachs Babakama says, kamisa bailim kach misa shor, that it has some of the dinim of dine nefashos when it comes to being dam the shor lemisa. There's a kasha for that as well. So you need shnei edim. But an eid echad is enough to be believed to tell me that it cannot be brought as a korban. The Allah shows six, so if the guy is quiet, the owner of the shor is quiet, Nema, the eid is believed, and the shor is asr b'hakrava. V'tana tuna, and we have a Mishnah Maseches Becharos that confirms this, because it says that if it lists the number of behemos that are asr b'hakrava, and one of them is v'shenevda bo'avera, that a person committed bestiality with this behema, v'shehemis al pi eid echad or al pi abaylim, or that it killed a person, and it's either an eid echad that tells us these things about the animal, or the bailim himself that tells us these things. So ne'eman, so hayal pi eid echad echidami. When do we believe in eid echad about these things? Idukam modu bailim, if the bailim are moda, so then hainu al pi bailim. Well, we already said a second case that even the bailim without an eid echad is believed to to pasul the shor. So what would I need an eid echad for in that case if the bal is moda elalav the shosik? So it must be that the bailim is shosik. And even in a case where the bailim is shosik, we still believe in eid echad to say that the shor was nirba. So those are the three cases. So case number one was achal techelev. Case number two was that your taros became tameh. And case number three was that your shor is nirba and therefore it's possible for a carbon. Why do I need all three cases? That if an eid echad tells me these things happen and I'm shosek, that we believe the eid echad. So utzricha, we need all three cases. The yashmin hakamaisa, if it only would have told me the first din of Abaye, if Abaye only would have taught me the first din that you're made about a guy that he ate chelev and then he's chayev a korban chatos and he's shosek, then he tak has to bring a korban chatos, I would say yeah, because he loved the kimle benafshe da avad chulin ba'azara love maisi. If he weren't himself certain that he tak was chayev to bring a chatas, and that he in fact did that aveira, he never would risk it. He wouldn't bring chulin la'azara. He wouldn't want to violate the iser of bringing a carbon when he's not chayv to bring a carbon. That's a terrible iser. But if they're just, the eid echad is just telling him that his taras became tameh, he may think to himself, is it worth fighting this? I mean, who cares? Okay, so my stuff is tame, I'll still be able to use it. I'll just put it away for when I'm tame. I'm tame half the time also. So okay, so I won't use this stuff when I'm tar. I'll use it when I'm tame. So it's not worth not worth the fight, but maybe there's no real ne'amanus of the eid echad. That's what Abaye had to tell me the second case. And the yashminun ha... And if it would have told me the second case of nit mutar secha, but not the case of the shor being nirva mishum de kamavsa, they be metaraso, because in the case of telling me that my taros became tameh, it costs me in the sense that I'm more limited in how I could use it. I can't use it while I am tar. I can only use it while I'm tameh. Aval shoro nirba, but when you tell me that my shor is nirba, meimar amar, kalashvaram lavagabi mizveh chaimi, I don't lose anything, because all you're telling me is I can't use it as a carbon. Most of my animals I'm not going to use as a carbon anyway. Every once in a while you have an animal you use as a carbon, so it's not going to cost me anything. So tzricha. So that's why Abaye needs to tell me all three of these cases that Nei Lechur is believed when the other guy is shosek. Period. So now the Gemara says, okay, but what about an eid echad in a different case? Ivaylahu ishto zinsa be eid echad shosek mahu. What if someone tells a guy, your wife was mezana? An eid echad says, I saw your wife being mezana, and the husband is just shosek. He doesn't say anything. So is that considered a hoda'ah to the eid, and he now has to be megarish his wife, because if a woman cheats on her husband, the halacha is he has to be megarisher? Or do we say, no, he doesn't have to believe the eid? So machlokas. Amar Abaye ne'eman. Abaye says that the aid is ne'eman to aser on her husband. The shtika of the baal is considered a hoda'ah. V'rava amar eino ne'eman. Rava says no. An eid echad is not believed about such matters. Tav shabi erva. Vein tav shabi erva. Pachs mishnayim. This is a classic example of a Davar Sheba Erva. Davar Sheba Erva always requires Shnei Eidim. So an Eid Echad is not going to be believed. In fact, the Rishonim are all troubled over here that Abaye says that he's believed. Does Abaye disagree with the fundamental din that Ein Davar Sheba Erva? Abaye didn't have two Eidei Kiddushin at his wedding. Meaning, does he not hold that Ein Davar Sheba Erva Pachos Mishnayim? It seems that everyone agrees Ein Davar Sheba Erva Pachos Mishnayim. So what exactly is the point of dispute? Why would Abaye say that we believe in Eid Echad in this case? So there are many, many Shitos in Rishonim to explain Abaye. Tosos in Dibra Maskel Omar writes that by Kiddushin, the giving of the money alone doesn't create a Maisa Kiddushin. Because if Edom didn't hear him say, Hareat Mekudeshesli Betabazo or Bekesavzu, then the giving of the money would just be a matana. It wouldn't be, the action itself doesn't speak, doesn't say anything. And the action itself could just be a matana. People give things to each other all the time. So the Edom are a chelik of the Kiddushin. So when the Edom are a chelik of the Kiddushin, then you need Shnei Edom. But when an Isha is Mizana, so the action speaks for itself. And therefore the Edom are not a critical part of what will make her Asura Labaila. And therefore an Eid Echad is going to be believed in such a case when they are not playing a critical role in generating the Davar Sheba Erva, in generating the new status. That's how Tosus understands. Tosus also seems to assume that according to Abaye, Hoda'as Habal helps, since the person could asur himself with his own Hoda'a. He could asur whatever he wants. And when he's moded through his shtika that she was Mizana, it's as if he himself is saying that she was Mizana, and that too would make her asur to him, even though we don't know it for sure that she was Takazinsa. So it's not really about the Eid Echad according to Abaye, it's about the husband's shtika, which is a Hoda'a. Then you have the Shita of the Tosa Rush. Tosa Rush says that even according to Abaye, the Ne'emanos of the Eid over here is only a Ne'emanos on a Darabanan level. On a Daraisa level, Ein Achinami, Ein Davar Sheba Erva Pachos Mishnayim. But Midarabanan, you have to believe the Eid enough to divorce the wife. The Rashba has a fourth mahalich, that Abaye will hold that an Eid Echad is not believed only in a case where the Isha is machisha as Devarav. Over here we're talking about where she doesn't deny it. So if she doesn't deny it, then Ein Davar Sheba Erva Pachos Mishnayim, that's if the woman denies it. But if the woman doesn't deny it, then we'll even believe an Eid Echad. Okay, and Tosrit is a final mahalich, that really Abaye does disagree with the drasha of Dover Dover Mimamon, and he holds like the Shita of Rav Papa in yesterday's daf, that if you're Mekadish B'fnei Eid Echad, Choshen the Kiddusha, meaning we did have such a Shita in Amorim, so maybe Abaye fits with that Shita in Amorim, that Yataka only need one Eid Kiddushin. So maybe Abaye holds like Rav Papa in yesterday's daf, that you only need one Eid Kiddushin, and in Achinami, he disagrees with Ein Dover Sheba Erva Pachos Mishnayim. Okay, but be that as it may, this is fundamentally, the Gemara asks, if one Eid says a woman was Mizana, and the guy is Shosek, so does the guy have to divorce his wife? Abaye says yes. Rava says he does not have to divorce his wife. One eight is nothing. So I'm Rabbi Mina Aminala. Where did I get this idea that that if the Baal is not machish the Eid Echad, that he's got to believe the Eid Echad? Because of the following story that happened. There was a blind person, Dav Masad Masnias Kamed Mar Shmuel, who had a time where he would go over his Mishnayos Palpeh in front of Shmuel. He had like a chavrusa with Shmuel, and he'd learn his Mishnayos Palpeh. Yom Echad Nagalei V'lo Havakasi. One day he was late to come to the Beis Medrash, so Shmuel sent a shliach to go get him. He was uncharacteristically late, so Shmuel wanted to see what was doing, if he was okay. So he sent a shliach to his house. Ada also shliach b'chada orcha asi ihu b'chada. Now, while the shliach was going toward his house, the blind person was already headed toward the Beis Medrash on a different road, so they missed each other. So the blind guy shows up to the Beis Medrash, and the shliach makes it all the way to this guy's house. So kiyasa shliach, when the shliach came back and he saw the blind man, Omar, he says, by the way, when I came to your house, you're not going to believe what I saw. Ishto Zinsa, I saw that your wife was being Mizana when I came to your house. So the blind person said, oh, now I have what to ask Shmuel. I have an interesting shayla. So Shmuel said to him, Imehemelach Zil Afka, if you trust that this guy was, that you trust this shliach, that your wife was Mizana, then you have to divorce her. V'ilo lo topic. But if you don't believe the shliach, then you don't have to divorce her. So my lav Imehemelach Delav Gazlanahu, what does Imehemelach mean? Doesn't it mean that you believe believe that he's not pasul le'edus, that as long as he's an eid echad kosher, you're going to be chayiv to divorce your wife. So you see from there that you have an eid echad kosher, you're chayiv to divorce your wife. It's a little bit strange to even say that, meaning every Jewish person has a cheskas kashrus. You don't normally say, do you believe that the man is not a gazlan? I believe most people are not gazlanim, right? Meaning it's not like, we assume that there's an inherent trustworthiness of people. There's a medrash that says, well, Akash Baruch Hu wanted to create the world. Emes said you can't create man because he's kulo sheker. That means something, but on the simplest level, you ask somebody, hey, what time is it? And they look at their watch, they tell you what time it is. You don't say, no, stop lying to me. Meaning you assume that they're telling you that they're not Al Jazeera, right? You assume that what they're telling you is true. There's an inherent trustworthiness. So the Pnei Yeshua is bothered by that kasha, and he works on that kasha. But okay, but the Gemara says that Abaye is saying that you see that Ima Emelach means that as long as it's kasher aid, you believe v'yed echad v'rava. And Rava holds that an eid echad is not neman ta'asu the ishal baila, even if the baal shosek will explain what was Shmuel telling him, that ima hamalach kibetrei zil afka, that if you think this shaliach is as trustworthy as two eidim, then you have to divorce your wife. But vilo lo tafka, if you don't trust him on the level of shnei eidim, then you don't have to divorce your wife, because ein davar shebeir bucks mishnayim, only shnei eidim can testify that your wife was mezana. So Abaye says, I'll bring you another raya that I'm right. How do I know that I'm right? D'tanya, Maisa b'Yanai HaMelech. The story goes with Yanai HaMelech. Yanai HaMelech was at the end of the Tekufa of Bayesheni. He was a melech from the base Chashmonai. The Gemara in the beginning of Bava Basra tells a little bit about his story and his rise to power. So, Shahalach l'Chochalis. He went to a place called Chochalis Shebemidbar. That was in a desert. V'chivei Sham Shishim Krachim. And he captured 60 large cities there. Ubchaz Rasul, and when he came back to Eretz Yisrael, Hayisameach Simcha Gedola, he was overjoyed. He had this overwhelmingly successful military campaign where he managed to capture 60 cities. And he called all the Chachmei Yisrael and said to them, Avoseinu, our forefathers who built the Mikdasheni, were Aniyim. And they, Hayu Ochlim, Meluchim, they ate salted vegetables, Bizman Shayu Oskim Binin Beis HaMikdash, when they were busy building Bayasheni. Af Anu, now we've been Matzliach, Nochal Meluchim. We'll also eat salted vegetables, Zecher Lavoseinu, as a Zecher to the Anius, the poverty that used to exist, in order to express gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he made us wealthy, that we're gonna acknowledge that we remember what it was like before we were wealthy, before we had all this material wealth. So Helu Meluchim al Shulchanos Shel Zahav. They brought salt and vegetables on Shulchanos Shel Zahav, on golden tables, va'achlu, and they ate, meaning the contrast between Shulchanos Shel Zahav and the Meluchim that were on it were a demonstration of, even though we have the material ability, look, we're even eating on Shulchanos Shel Zahav, but we're still eating as a zecher to how things used to be. Vayisham Echad Ish Leitz Lev Ra Uvili Ya'al. And there was a guy who we're not big fans of. It's a lot of he's an ish leitz, he's a lev ra and a belial. Belial is an atrikin of belial, that he's porik ol malchus shemayim, that he went around without an ol malchus shemayim on his shoulders. That's how Rashi says. Ve'elazar ben Po'ira shemo, his name was Elazar ben Po'ira. Ve'yomer Elazar ben Po'ira liyanei amelech, yanei amelech libam shel perushim alecha, that the talmidei chachamim hate you and they're not happy with your atzlacha. So yanei amelech said, so how can I see if what you're telling me is true or not? So he said, Hakem lehem b'tzitz shebein einecha. Put on the tzitz with the Shem Hashem written on it, and they're going to have to stand for you, and you'll see that the chacham hate you because they're not going to allow you to use to be mishamish with the big dekuna like this. So he did it. Hakem lehem b'tzitz shebein einav. Hayisham zaken echad v'Yehuda ben Gedidya shemo. There was a zaken echad ben nim Yehuda ben Gedidya. V'yomer Yehuda ben Gedidya liyanei amelech. Yanei amelech rav. You already have enough honor with the Keser Malchus. The Keser Kuhuna, to where it sits of the Kohen Gadol, it's unthinkable. Someone who's not a Kohen Gadol can't do that. You have to leave that to Zara Shalaron, meaning here's Yanei HaMelech from the Beis Chashmonai. So it sounds like They didn't mind that he was a melech. It's just that he was meshamish b'kuhuna. Problem is the Tosefta, Masech Sanhedrin, says that you're only allowed to be mamin melech with someone who's ro'i la'asiyo l'kuhuna. And he was from the Beis Chashmonai. He's not ro'i la'asiyo l'kuhuna. So the Ritva writes that the iser is of being mamin a melech from someone who's not ro'i la'asiyo l'kuhuna is only midrabanan. So that's why b'di'evit, he was already a melech. They weren't going to make him a macha'a. And that's what Yehuda ben Gedidia was saying. He was saying, Rav Lach Keser Malchus, you're already going beyond what you're really entitled to. Meaning you weren't really entitled to Malchus either. Okay, but we kept quiet when it came to Keser Malchus. We can't keep quiet when it comes to Keser Kuhuna. So the Gemara, the Bryce explains, the reason the Rabbanim made a Macha'a with him using the Kuhuna Gedola, even though he was from Zera Kohanim, Shayu Omrim, Imo Nishbeis Bimodi'im, that the mother of Yanei HaMelech was captured in a place called Modi'im, and a Shvuya is possible to marry a Kohen. So since his father was a Kohen, married his mother, Shalom Kedin, he was Mechalel, all of his children. So he was a Chalel, he wasn't a Kohen. And that's why the Chacham were upset about this, that you think you're a Kohen because your father was a Kohen. Not everyone whose father was a Kohen is a Kohen. If the father married a Grusha or a Shvuya or a Gyora, so then it makes him a Chalel. So the Yevukash Hadavar, they looked into it, Velo Nimsa. They couldn't prove that he was Taka Pasal Kuna. V'yivdalu Chachmei Yisrael b'za'am, and the Chachmei Yisrael separated while Yanei was angry at them. V'yomer lazo ben Puir li Yanei HaMelech. Yanei HaMelech, Hedyot Shav Yisrael, Kachudino. Even a Hedyot Shav Yisrael, if the din is, if they're mevazeh him and they're motzi shem ra on his yichus and he's quiet, v'ata melech v'koyen gadol kachu dincha, you're the melech of the koyen gadol, and they were mevazeh you, the chamor mevazeh you, you're going to be quiet? Would any hedyot be quiet when people call into question his whole yichus? So Yanei HaMelech said, so ma'esa, so what should I do to the chachamim? So this b'li ya'al, terrible guy, Elazar ben Puyir said, imato shemei ala atzasi, if you're going to listen to what I have to say, Rom same, then you should kill all the Chachamim. So Yanei HaMelech says, Vitora Mateyala, I don't mind killing the Chachamim, but if I kill them, who's gonna teach my children Torah? You know, well, what's gonna be with the Torah? So Hare Krucho Menachas Bekeren Zavis. So Elazar ben Puyir said, don't worry, the Torah will look beautiful in the Aron Kodesh still. You know, you could have a beautiful Sfarim collection, it will be wonderful. And Kolorotzel Lilmod Yavav Yilmod, and if people want to learn, we can replenish the ranks by having people come and learn. You don't need the Talmid Chachamim, meaning he's denying the need for a Mesorah in Torah. That Torah is an academic study, so anyone can come and learn it. You don't need any sort of Mesorah Satorah. So as long as you have what to learn from, people will be interested academically, and they'll come and learn. So Amar Nachum Yitzchak Miyad Nizruk Abo Apikursus. He right away became Kofar in the Torah Shebal Peh, right, which is a denial of the Chachmei Torah is Apikorsis also, right? So that's also, so he became an Apikorsis. Davle the Meimar, because he should have said to Elazar ben Poira, Teinach Torah Shebichsav, that would explain Torah Shebichsav. Yeah, you could always just open up a Chumash. Torah Shebal Peh, might, but the Torah Shebal Peh, which is not written down, if we kill all the Chachamim, the whole Mesiris Torah Shebal Peh is going to be destroyed. Miyad, so right away, Vatuta Tzara Al Yidei Elazar ben Puira, that the evil came to Elazar ben Puira, V'yahargu Kol Chachmei Yisrael, and they killed all Chachmei Yisrael. V'yaholim Shtomim Atshabashim Ben Shetach, V'yihichzir Satara Liyoshna. And the world was desolate from Torah until Shimon Ben Shetach came along. He happened to have been the brother-in-law of Yanei HaMelech, and Yanei HaMelech's wife was hiding him because she didn't want her husband to kill him, and he survived the massacre, and therefore he was able to bring back to Machzir HaTorah Liyoshna to bring back the Torah. So the Abaye explains the details of the laws that came out against the mother of Yanei HaMelech. Hey Chidami, what was the matter that happened over here? That they originally said that your mother was captured, and then when they tried to prove it, they weren't able to find any raya. So Ile Mitabetre Amri Ishtabai, if the case was that Shnei Edim came and were made that his mother was held in captivity, and that's why he's Pasalukuna, Ubetre Amri Lo Ishtabai, and two Edom came and said, no, he was not, the mother was not held captive. Well, my chazani, why would you be somich on the Edom that are machshir, be somich on the Edom that pasel? So why would we say that we didn't find any raya? You did find a raya, you found two Edom. Ella be Eid Echad. No, it must be that it's only the Edus of an Eid Echad that the mother was held in captivity. V'taima, and the reason that they didn't believe the Eid Echad is the kamachshile betray, is because there were two Edom that were machish. Halav hachimahemin. But you see, had there not been two Edom being machish, the Eid Echad that the mother was held in captivity, then the Eid Echad would be believed. So Abai says, so don't you see, an Eid Echad is believed about even the Davar Sheba Erva, as long as no one is machish. So that's my second raya, that an Eid Echad is believed. My first raya was from the case of the blind man where the shliach was the Eid Echad. And my second raya is this. V'Rava, and Rava would say, no, the Yolam Trey Trey. The case was really with Shnei Edim against Shnei Edim. Ukadam Ravacha Bar Minyume Be'edah Hazama. Why do I believe the Edim that she was not held captive as opposed to the Edim that she was held captive if it's really Trey Trey? The last two Edim were not Machish the Maisa. They didn't say that she wasn't held captive. They were Machish the Edim. They made the first Edim into Edim Zomim. Imanu Yisem, that you couldn't know, and that we know. Hachanami Be'edah Hazama. So that we know when it comes to Eidei Hazama, we always believe the second set over the first set. That's perhaps the chiddush of Edom Zomim. That Edom Zomim is a chiddush because normally Trey Utrey and it's just Eidos HaChasha. But the chiddush of Edom Zomim is when the Eidos is not about the Maisa, but it's about the people, it's about the Edom, then we believe the second set of Edom. Or the Iba Yasema Kid Rabbi Yitzchak. Or maybe the Maisa with Yanai was like Rabbi Yitzchak. Dom Rabbi Yitzchak, Shivchich Nisu Tachtah. Rabbi Yitzchak says that there was no Hachasha between the Edim. The last Edim added to the first the testimony of the first Edim. And they were made that after the mother of Yanai was captured, before she was Misyachid with the Goyim, the Jewish people stole her back and they put in a Shivchich Kananis in her place. So they found a body double to replace the mother of Yanai HaMelech, and they stuck a Shivcha Kananis in there, and the guy was only misyachid with the Shivcha Kananis. So it turns out that the Edom HaAchronim were not Machish the Edom HaRishonim. They just added a very important detail that changes the whole picture of what happened, and therefore they're Ne'eman Lagamri. So it's not a riot from the Brisa that an Eid Echad is Ne'eman. So now the Gemara brings what Rava's sources are that we're not going to believe in Eid Echad. We had two, Abaye had his two rayas. Now we're going to have Rava's rayas. So Amar Rava, Mina Amin Allah. How do I know my shita, right? What's my proof that an Eid Echad is not believed about a Davar Sheba Erva, even when there's no one being machish? Titnan, because we have a Tosef and Maseches Mikvaos, that Amar Rabbi Shimon Maisa b'magura, there was a certain a pool of water, a mikvah, shall Diskim be Yavna, of a person by the name of Diskim in Yavna, Shaiso Medes b'cheska Shlema, that everyone always assumed that it had a full 40 sa'ah, which is a shear of a kosher mikvah, and they measured it initially, and it had that proper shear, and then later on, after they told, a lot of people had told in it, they measured it again, and they later found when on the second measuring that it was not 40 sa. So kol tar shenasu al gaba, all the taros that were that we relied on that became tar through that mikvah, hayi Rabbi Tarfon mitar Rabbi Kiva metame. It was a machlokes Rabbi Tarfon Rabbi Kiva, meaning essentially what you have is a conflict between the chazaka tahashta and the chazaka tameikara. That initially we had a chazaka that it had 40 sa, but now we have a chazaka tahashta that it doesn't have 40 sa. So what do we assume about everything that happened in between? So that's a machlokas, Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva. Some Rabbi Tarfon, so Rabbi Tarfon says, mikvah zeh becheskas shalim u'omed, that this mikvah was always becheskas shalim. It was we had initially measured it, and it was becheskas that it had 40 sa. Misafek ataba lechasro, out of a safek that you don't know exactly when it dipped below the 40 sa mark. So you're gonna say that it was pasul al techseren misafek. You can't do that misafek. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, no. But there's another chazak over here. Adam Zeb Cheskas Tamei Uomed. The guy who toveled in that mikvah prior to being tovel was Becheskas Tamei. Misafik Atabal Taro, Al Tarenu Misal Tarenu Misafik. You're going to be Mitar, the guy Misafik? You can't be Mitar, a person Misafik. Amar Rabbi Tarfon says, I'll bring a raya. Mashal la omed umakrav al gabei mizbech. It's like a kohen who's omed umakrav al gabei mizbech. Vinoda shu ben grusha ben chalutza, and then he finds out that he's ben grusha ben chalutza, who's possible to do the avodah of the Beis Hamikdash. Sha'avodasuk sheira, where the halacha is that he does not become possible mafreya. His avodah is kasher. So over here also, we should not possible the mikvah the mafreya. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, Mashal la omed umakrav al gabei mizbech. Vinoda shu balmum sha'avodasuk psula. Why would you compare it to a guy who's being makrav al gabei mizbech? Finds out he's ben grusha. I'll tell you what you should compare it to: a guy who's being makrav on the mizbech and finds out that he's a balmum. And the halacha in that case is that he's pasul, that the avod is pasul. So Rabbi Tarvin says to Rabbi Kiva, "Atadimi." So you compare the guy that was tovel in the mikvah that we now know is chaser le balmum to someone finding out that he's a balmum. Vanidimi of ben grusha ben chalutza. I compare it to a case of finding out that you're ben grusha ben chalutza where the avod is kasher near le midom. So let's make an analysis: which one is being tovel in a Suffolk mikvah more comparable to idomel ben grusha ben chalutza nidunenuk ben grusha ben chalutza imdomel balmum nidunenuk balmum. We'll see who's right. So his chol Rabbi Kiva Ladin. So they said, okay, let's have it out. So Rabbi Kiva started to explain why is it that if you're tovel in a Suffolk mikvah, that's more like discovering that you're a balmum. So mikvah psulo biyachid, a mikvah the psul is misbarer with an eid echad, that an eid echad is believed to say that the mikvah doesn't have 40 sags. Balmum psulo biyachid. A balmum is also neman al pi ne'ed echad. So just like the avoda of a kohen of a balmum is pasul mafreya, so even though he did the avoda before he knew that he was a balmum, so too this person should be metamid the taros lemafreya if it turns out that right now the mikvah is chaser. Valyuchech ben grusha ben chalutz shepsul b'shnayim. Don't bring me a raya from a grusha ben chalutz where you need shnei edim. Davar acher, another explanation of why it is that the person who tovels in a Suffolk mikvah is more like a kohen that finds out that he's a balmum. Mikvah psula begufo. A mikvah is a problem begufo of the mikvah. It doesn't have a share of our bamsa. Balmum psula begufo. A balmum is a pagum in one of his limbs of his body. It's a din in his guf. Don't bring me a right from grusha ben chalutza, which has nothing to do with him. It had to do with his mother. His mother was the apostle, and that's why he never became a kohen. So Rabbi Tarfon responded. So he said, anyone who separates from you is like separating from life. So the Gemara explains what Rabbi Akiva means. What do you mean, balmum, that became clear that he was pasul biyachid? What's the case? If the kohen is machish, says, I'm not a balmum, so mima hemini, you're really going to believe in Ein Echad that he is a balmum when he says, no, I'm not? El deshasik, it must be that he's quiet. And similarly, when Rabbi Akiva compares to Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, the case must be Dishasik, that the Kohen is quiet when the aid is made that he's Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Vikatani, and yet it still says that Mikvah Psula Biyachid, Balmum Psula Biyachid, Val Yuchich Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, Shepsul B'Shnayim, that Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, you need Shnei Edim. You need Shnei Edim even if he's Shasik? Elamai, that's Rava's Raya, that Shnei Edim is necessary in Eid Echad, even when the guy is shosek is not good enough. The Abaye, and Abaye who holds an Eid Echad is Neman when the guy is shosek. Amar liolam de kamachishle. No, maybe the case of Rabbi Akiva is where he is machish. Udka amrit amay mehemin. So then why do we believe the guy that's saying he's a balmum if the guy is machish? Damalei shalach achvi, because the aide could say to the kohen, take off your clothing and show us that you're not a balmum. Meaning, there's be machish that you're a balmum. There's a way to have a doctor examine you, and we'll see if you're a balmum. And that's the beer of what Rabbi Kiva says, that he equates the two, that mikvah psula begufo, balmum psula begufo, val yuchiyach ben grusha ben chalutz psula me'acherim. Meaning, that's why we had that second point, that it's not that it's not only about how many edim you need, it's about psula begufo, because it's something that you can easily see. So ben grusha ben chalutz davadas ksher minelan. So says Mark, just by the way, we took something for granted over here, that if a guy finds out after doing the avoda that he's been a ben grusha ben chalutz the whole time, that his avoda is kasher, where do we see that? Is that true? So Rabbi Shmuel, da amar krak, because the pasuk says by the kahuna of Pinchas, Vaisa lo ul zaro achrav, Pasuk says bris kahunas olam. So we darshan from zaro, bein zera kasher, bein zera pasul, that even a ben grusha ben chalutza, who's zera pasul, is still going to have kashra avoda. So if he didn't know at the time. So the Gemara brings another limud, avuad de shmuel amar, avuad de shmuel says that the din that an avoda v'chalul is kashra b'dieved is derived mehacha, from the pasuk that it says by Shevet Levi, baruch chelo pol yodav tirtza, afilu chulin shabo tirtza, that it's chelo is a lashon of chulin, and still it's tirtza, that even a person who's a chalal, the avodah is going to be tirtza. Rabbi Yane Amar Mehacha, a third possible source, uvasa la kohen asher yia bayam mehem, v'chisal adait chashad malich etzal kohen, shalo haya biyamav, that the pasuk says you should go to the kohen who's around in your days. Obviously, I don't have a time machine, elazeh kosher v'nes chalal. No, it's talking about the kohen that we're talking about here, someone who's muchzak as kosher, and then you later found out that it was a chalal. So the Torah is telling us that you go to the kohen, ashiyah b'yam mehem, that he's muchzak as kosher, and that's the best you can do. As long as he's muchzak as kosher, that's good enough. Balmum da avodah so psula minalan. How do I know that if a balmum did the avodah and he didn't know at the time, he later found out that he's balmum, that it passes the avodah retroactively? So Ravido Amar Shmuel, because the pasuk says you can't learn from this pasuk that avodah's balmum is kosher by avodah. Da amar kral lechein amar hini nosin lo is brisi shalom by the pasuk about Pinchas kishu shalem, shalom is lashon shalem v'lo kshu chaser, that only if he's shalem be'evarav and he's not a balmum do we say that it's kosher. V'hashalom ksiv, it doesn't say shalem, it says shalom. Amrav Nachman vav de shalom ketiyahi, the vav is a cut vav, there's a break in the middle of the vav, and that's to be merame, is that you should be able to darshan it as if it said shalem, not only as if it said shalom. So that Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Samach Vav Amavez. We should hear B'sorot Tavos. Have a good day, everybody.